Hey everyone, it is your favorite Crypto 101 producer TiVo here to bring you some breaking news. So as you see on the channel, we released the rundown earlier today, and while that is still a great episode, especially the back half, so check the timestamps, there's a ton of great information still from the week in crypto that you can go listen to, so definitely go back and listen to that. However, the front end where we do the technical analysis and break down the charts for you guys is going to be outdated. And if you haven't heard yet, you're going to be asking, why is it outdated? Literally, we finished the episode and 2 hours later, President Trump comes out with an announcement that he is rolling back the tariffs and has a whole entirely new tariff plan. He tweeted about it, and then he had a press conference at the White House about it, and it has sent markets soaring. Everything from the S&P, the NASDAQ, to Bitcoin is literally flying upward. And obviously, it's a huge change in sentiment, right? A week ago, we gave you two episodes around the tariff announcements in the Rose Garden. And now, as the markets kind of continue to panic and digest that, there's a complete reversal on that. So what I do have for you is our fearless leader, Bryce Paul, took the time out immediately to break down everything that just happened in the last 2 hours and digest it for you. And it's about 12 minutes long. So it's not a full podcast episode. We're not doing the music, the intros, and multiple people. It's just Bryce. He made this for our community, but it is such an important event that we wanted to put it out for the on the podcast network for you guys. So I'm going to transition into that now, and look out later in the week. We're going to let the volatility go tomorrow, and then we're going to Brendan and I are going to circle back and give you another rundown episode later this week as well. But for now, let's listen to Bryce break down the breaking news that happened today.
The mission is the boss, and it cuts across the whole company. By organizing that way, we also created transparency. All these silos became porous. And when organizations are porous, it tends to be better.
If you're like me, you've always had the curiosity and fascination with technology and the minds behind it that are actively shaping our future. Arm is one of those innovative tech leaders, and they're partnering with NPM to bring you a new podcast that takes you behind the boardroom door with technology's most inspiring leaders. Tech Unheard is a podcast series that lets you listen in on one-on-one conversations with industry leaders as they discuss everything from the potential of artificial general intelligence to keynote nerves. Hosted by Arm CEO Rene Haas, Tech Unheard explores the drivers behind each leader's path and analyzes the most pressing trends in their space, all while sharing a few entertaining anecdotes of success and failure along the way. Tech Unheard makes you feel like you're in the room with some of tech's biggest leaders as they engage and inspire in a totally unscripted way. Tune in to Tech Unheard from Arm and NPM wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, everybody, Bryce here coming at you with another real quick crypto market update. And all I can say is holy freaking cow. Just as quickly as it started, it seems like it's ending. Okay, this whole tariff tantrum just got a whole lot better, okay? Now get this, okay? I'm sure you've heard, if you're watching this market update, I'm sure you've already heard and seen the Dow just had its biggest rally in the past 5 years on the news that Trump is pausing these tariffs for 90 days, bringing them to 10%, okay? 10% for everybody except for China. China got boosted to 125%. Okay, so this whole thing, Scott Bessent just went on TV, the Secretary of the Treasury. He said this whole thing's been about China, making them play fair, forcing their hand. Okay, and forcing their hand, he certainly has. He has now cornered them. He said that 75 countries are coming to the table to negotiate, to renegotiate these sort of deals that have been really, you know, predatory to Americans over the past 40 years. And specifically since China got introduced into the World Trade Organization and NAFTA and all that kind of stuff. We don't need to go into a whole history lesson right now. All I need to tell you is just look at this. I mean, just look at this. A perfect falling wedge in Bitcoin. It snapped right below its 200-day average, and it looks like it's about to pop back up. I'm not saying this is an all-out buy signal, go and back up the truck. I'm not quite saying that, okay? Because there's still some bigger macro uncertainty. You still have the volatility in the treasury market, like trading like it's a penny stock, like I said yesterday, with how wild these yields are. But this is a start. This is just going to show that there's major upside headline risk, okay? This is something I've talked about ad nauseum to my subscribers, is that I don't want to be short this market, and I'm going to wait out the storm because, sure, there's a lot of crazy things going on, but all it takes is one good tweet, which it was, or one good announcement that's going to assuage the fear, okay? Or smooth over all that fear. And so, again, I'm not saying we're 100% out of the woods, but the technical buy ratings on the oscillators and the moving averages across the altcoin market on the daily time frame have switched from strong sells to much more neutral. And some of them have strong buys, but much more neutral. So you're starting to see what I call a recovery, okay? So do I think that this is going to be a straight to 100K sort of move where altcoins go bananas immediately? I don't think it's going to be that kind of move because I still think there's still some macro uncertainties that are going to weigh on the market a little bit. But throughout all of this, you're realizing Bitcoin reacted very positively to this news, $82,000 all the way from a low of, I think this morning, it was right around $73,000. And so that's a huge, huge move in Bitcoin. I think it's really just the start again. We're breaking out of a nice technical falling wedge. We've got supports from the lows, the volume weighted average price anchored to the liquidation back in August. Remember the unwind of the whole carry trade. We anchor a volume weighted average price there, and we're finding support there. So the buyers that stepped in there during that mass panic stepped in yet again to defend the price. And this is a really good. Did I say good? Good sign. Okay. So I'm really excited. Again, this is spelling a bright future for crypto, especially because you have the administration who are all Bitcoin and crypto bulls. In fact, yesterday, the Secretary of Treasury again was getting interviewed and said, we are determined, we are bent on finding a way to integrate blockchain to support the overall economy. Okay. So these are positive things. And while the stock market and the bond market might still have some volatility, I think the crypto market will too, but I think in the long run, crypto is going to be the fastest horse, okay? So whether we, you know, get some quantitative easing or lower interest rates or anything from the Fed, that'll just be more fuel to the fire. Because what we also have is not just the Fed, but you have all the central banks globally, including the Bank of China, which is going to be stimulating the economy to stave off any recession or any sort of fears and social unrest that might occur from these disruptive tariffs, okay? So now that it's pretty much all the tariffs being targeted on China, and all the other countries are feeling a little bit of breath of fresh air, a little bit of a reprieve, things look like they're just getting back on track, getting back to what you would call calculable risks. A week ago, even as soon as yesterday, these risks were really incalculable. You couldn't figure out how to price things going forward because the markets were pricing in, max tariffs on every country all around the world. Okay, that was a negotiating chip. We've been saying it. That was a negotiating chip to get people to come to the table And he had to bully people. I'm not going to lie. I mean, this was kind of a bully move, but he knew his cards, right? He's the art of the deal, the negotiator, the master planner here. And he knew his cards. He knew he had the strongest consuming country, which is America. We buy everything from everybody. And we're the customer. We're the global customer of the world. And we get to dictate the terms. So anyhow, there is a lot that, I got to get back to trading here. So I don't want to take up too much more time because these markets are moving extremely fast. But I just got to let you know, this is as excited as I've been in the past several weeks. Again, because we've had some really, really bad times in crypto for the whole quarter. And today was the first sort of a little bit of a relief. Again, I'm not saying I'm going all in right now. I still have large cash positions. And so I still want to slowly re-enter the market. I'm setting limit orders 10-15% below price on some of these altcoins. Because remember, the altcoins, they're still illiquid. They're still going to be volatile. If we get some more panic in the market for one reason or another, you'll see things come down. So I'm not saying this is going to be a straight line up. I'm saying it's the beginning of the end. And that's what I like to hear, okay? The beginning of the end of this whole tariff tantrum that has spooked markets down to levels not seen for a while, okay? So anyhow, long story short, use proper risk management. Use your brain. Don't FOMO, meaning when the market's rallying as hard as it is, don't buy the top. Just set some limit orders. Again, 5, 10, 15% below price. Use some stop losses and happy trading, because this is a really, really interesting time in the market. And it's not the time to fold in and say, hey, I'm going to figure it out later. It's the time to really zoom in, really pay attention and not panic. Really don't panic. That's the worst that you could do. So anyhow, I got to get back to it. I really appreciate your time. And I hope to see you guys making some happy, successful trades here in the near future. And also real quick, if you don't already have a subscription to a service where you could get fundamental technical analyst, fundamental research, newsletters, video walkthroughs of how to conquer and master the crypto markets. If you don't have something like that, that's really going to give you a robust understanding with buy zones and sell zones and how we're trading the market. If you don't have it, but you want it, then I got a deal for you. For $1, I'm going to give you a one-week trial, okay? $1, one-week trial to Crypt Nation. It's our incredible research service that we are really proud of. We're offering that to you. Again, 1 week, $1. Hit that button below. Come and see what's inside. Come trade with us. Join a community of over 10,000 crypto investors and traders, and we'll see you inside. Take care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.